Hi, and welcome to the Fabulous Fit Squad 10-Minute Book Review. This month, I'm reviewing Cave Women Don't Get Fat by Esther Bloom. I will tell you that I really enjoyed this book a lot. Prior to reading about this, I kind of knew a little bit about paleo, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of paleo folks were just very zealous about their approach to food, and I just was not feeling it. I picked up this book with prejudice. After reading it, I really enjoyed it. Esther really laid out a very logical reasoning, rationale, especially for why women. This might be an approach for some women with hormonal issues or approach for some women with stubborn fat loss. So I really enjoyed it. She took a lot of topics that are sometimes very dry and boring and made them accessible and funny at times. She is an RD as well as a holistic nutritionist, so I think that's an amazing blend of skill sets to approach it both from a scientific approach but also from a naturopathic approach. And that's, you know, I'm more of a naturopath than a traditional medicine person, so it's really refreshing. You know, this book focused completely on women and, you know, how to reduce cravings, how to, you know, fight fat. So it was a nice way to look at it. You know, most people who are going through some type of paleo thing, you know, really advise, you know, fat dense food, but I really liked it. She focuses on lean proteins and combinations of food that will better fuel your body. She does a whole chapter on women and our hormones and, you know, how to balance out that kind of hormonal storm that sometimes happens to us during that time of month. You know, as women, we also are under a lot of stress, be it, you know, work, home, family, and how that stress, you know, works against us in our weight loss quest. And, you know, what are some of the ways and strategies using food, using supplementation to fight that stress? She also spends an entire chapter talking about toxins and, you know, be it environmental toxins, food toxins, and just ways to cleanse your body both naturally with foods, but also cleanse the, you know, cleaning products that you use to wash your clothes, to, you know, clean your house. I really enjoyed that aspect of it. When she talks cleansing, she's not really saying, oh, you know, do the maple syrup and cayenne pepper for 30 days kind of cleanse. It's really like, you know, putting the best stuff in your body. And I guess I should couch that by saying the best stuff you can afford. You know, if you can afford to go organic and all of that good stuff, then rock on. But if that's not something that's in your budget, I don't want anyone to feel like, you know, you should go broke doing that. She is a big proponent of reducing the amount of sugar in your diet. And, you know, she quotes this statistic that's, you know, kind of stunning. 37 pounds of sugar. That is just, think about it, that's like a five-year-old. You're eating a five-year-old worth of sugar. So she gives a whole chart in her book that talks about the names that sugar hides underneath and ways to reduce the sugar intake in your body. And, you know, most of you are like, oh, I've already switched to Splenda or, you know, whatever other artificial sweetener that you've chosen. And she talks about why those aren't a necessarily good alternative based on, you know, some of the things that can do inside your body. One of the big things is inflammation. So she, you know, talks about, you know, kind of a sugar busting cocoa, which sounds delicious. It's one tablespoon of cocoa powder, the stuff that you bake with, and 8 ounces of water and a dash of cinnamon or nutmeg. So when you do the cravings come up, it's a nice little cocktail, if you will, to help bust those cravings. She also talks about organic dark chocolate squares. I use a product called Isa Delights, and they are fantastic. And if I have a sugar craving, I just need two, and I'm good to go. So dump the synthetic stuff and go with a real, you know, organic dark chocolate. I like the book a lot. Her philosophies echo the philosophies that I've, you know, try to instill into my clients. She gives a ton of recipes that are so easy and simple to implement. She also talks about supplementation, and I agree, real food, whole food, all that good stuff. But I also agree, as she's written in the book, that our soils have been depleted. So some of the nutrients that we were available in the broccoli that our grandparents ate aren't necessarily available in the broccoli that we eat today. So sometimes you need to rely on supplements to get you over the hump. So your still comes down to your choice, but it's definitely a way to help you get in the nutritional intake that you're looking for. So overall, Cavewoman Don't Get Fat by Esther Bloom, I give it a thumbs up. It's a great, easy read. Next month, I'm going to be reading Hungry for a Change. It was a movie. They've now turned it into a book. James, I'm gonna butcher his name, James Calhoun and Laurentine Bosch, and I will be doing that next month. Thank you so much for your time, and have an amazing day.